Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 4th, a reflection on Good Christian Men Rejoice by Dr. Tom Terrence, President Emeritus of the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." End quote. John chapter 3, verse 16. As we saw yesterday, God's love for the lost and rebellious people of this world was so great that he gave the one who is dearest to him to rescue us from our sins and give us eternal life. God took the initiative. He took the first step. For while we were still dead in our trespasses and sins, and not seeking God, he sent his Son Jesus to seek and save us by giving his life as a ransom for our sins. Mark chapter 10, verse 25. Out of love for the Father and compassion for his lost sheep, Jesus willingly came to earth and laid down his life for us on the cross. John chapter 10, verses 17 through 18. Jesus is the concrete demonstration of God's love for needy sinners. But God's forgiveness and gift of eternal life are not automatic, and they cannot be earned. They are gifts which must be received, and we do this by believing in Jesus. The first step in believing is gaining the knowledge that he was God's Son, who died to pay for our sins and rose again from the dead. Many people believe at this level. But while this is necessary, it is not sufficient. True saving faith requires that we also assent to these facts and then put our trust in Jesus as our Savior and Lord, bringing joy unspeakable. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Quote, "Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss, joy, joy. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and man is blessed evermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this." End quote. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for taking the initiative, for reaching out to me and demonstrating your abundant mercy and lavish love. Thank you for offering your only Son to bear the penalty and weight of my sin upon the cross. I believe in what he did for me. I put my faith in Jesus as my Savior. Help me to follow him day by day as my Lord. Amen.
Thank you.